Welcome to AM Best Audio.
U.S. insurers experienced a second straight year of declining income on their private equity investments, which dropped to $7.7 billion in 2023. That was down from $10.2 billion in 2022. That according to a new report from AM Best. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to senior industry analyst David Lopes, who's here to discuss some other takeaways from a recent analysis of these private equity investments. And David, while investment income declined last year, insurers' interest in this area apparently increased. Can you explain what drove these two developments and what segment within the industry holds the largest portion of private equity investments?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. Although demand for private equity slowed in 2022 due to a rise in interest rates and concerns over a possible recession, private equity investments again rose in 2023 as insurance actually sought higher yields for alternative options. Last year, U.S. insurers' private equity holdings actually rose more than 10%, following two consecutive years of growth. Although almost all of the growth, came from life and annuity insurers, which account for over three quarters of the insurance industry's PE adjusted carrying value. Actually, recent success fundraisers by PE firms support the continued rise in growth by the industry. Although it's not expected for insurers to increase allocations to private equity, we actually believe that current levels of participation will hold moving forward as deals get exited and new investments are actually made.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
From an investment side perspective, what does it take to better understand the performance and risk that these private equity firms contend with?
Sure. Understanding the performance and risk of private equity firms that investors choose to invest in requires actually comprehensive due diligence. Most insurers investing in private equity have large, sophisticated in-house investment management teams. Most insurers prefer experienced money managers with a solid history. And even before they commit their own capital, insurers like managers to prove that they have the ability to attract investors. And in addition, while keeping diversification in mind, insurers will often invest with managers with whom they've actually had success with.
David, why do some insurers invest in multiple private equity managers?
Well, insurers invest in multiple private equity managers for diversification and to be part of a preferred network, as they do for alternative assets. Manager selection has an impact on performance over time. Hence, once they're set under strategic allocation, insurers will attempt to select managers with a solid track history, even at the expense of a slightly higher all-in fee structures. However, if performance trails off, insurance investors will look to drive down fees to improve overall returns or even minimize their appetite to look for a higher market returns if it's actually available in the traditional markets. They may also look for opportunities from managers with low or no fee investments to provide better returns relative to risk tolerance.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
That was senior industry analyst David Lopes. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.